Wrangell welcomed the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation's plan to clean up tons of lead-contaminated soil last spring. The state agency treated the soil and plans to place it in what's called a monofill near Pat's Creek. Now, the Borough and Wrangell Cooperative Association are pushing back on this relocation plan.
We are coming into this with no knowledge, and we are trying to come up to speed on whether we are comfortable with them putting 2,000 dump truck loads full of lead-contaminated soil 0.2 miles from a fish stream.
That's Esther Ashton, the local tribal administrator. Borough Assembly Member Patty Gilbert agrees.
And actually, the Pat's Lake site is ideal. It's bordered on, three sides with pure rock, except for the water source.
The soil has been treated so it won't seep into nearby material, but it's still a hazard. The state planned to move it last summer, but delayed due to public concern. Assembly Member Steve Persunka said he's upset with the lack of public process.
Never did this body get approached by anybody in the state to discuss what was going on. And so that bothers me as a community member and as an assembly member. So this isn't just a tribe issue. This is also an assembly issue.
The borough and tribe have sent letters to the state conservation agency asking for other options. The state's replies are little more than take it or leave it. In a letter, the agency said there are no other viable sites on city or state land on the island. When the borough asked for a deadline to find other sites, the agency said there's no time left to consider other spots on the island. And if the city wants to ship the soil south, it needs to come up with the $8 million cost by next April. The borough and the tribe don't want to make a formal appeal at this time, but they will push back. Here's Ashton.
That I would like to delve more into those deadlines because we don't know why those were imposed specifically like that, and it basically gives us no time to come up with any alternatives.
An uncertain road lays ahead for the local governments. The state's plan is exactly that, a plan to take care of the soil. To dismiss the state's help would mean a lot of legwork for the tribe and borough, like finding alternative locations and funds on their own. Here's Persunka.
And I will say one of my concerns is that this pile winds up staying where it is.
And that is a race against the clock because the state says the lining containing the soil has a shelf life of 2 years. After that, it starts to degrade, making it hazardous or more costly to move.
I'm all about finding alternatives, but we're going to have a go-no-go date at some point.
The tribe and borough are going above and beyond the state agency. Ashton says the tribe spoke with U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski and Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott.
He said his next step will be to meet with the governor and the commissioner on this, so he will actively go forward.
The borough and tribal officials say they will continue to fight the state's decisions while keeping the community informed and involved in the process. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.